Redemption, May 26, 2018. Dinner, anyone? For those of you who do not like reading long posts, I can only say that I will try to have an audio version of these. This is that attempt. For those who do not like hearing or reading long posts, I can only suggest tuning in as bedtime reading, a morning devotional, or a waiting in line or commercial break activity. Sometimes I say meaningful things in a sentence or two, but rarely. You see, I have come to own who I am, and I am not a cocktail party person. I am a dinner party person. What's the difference? Cocktail party people are people who go to cocktail parties and observe cocktail party etiquette by speaking only briefly to any person and then moving on. They may speak to that person again during the event, but still only briefly. Cocktail parties are about meeting and speaking to as many people as possible and not preventing other people from doing the same. One of the judges I worked for many years ago was an expert at cocktail parties. He would circle around two or three times before I made one round. He did so with grace, never appearing to cut anyone off. And at the end of the event, he would have learned new things, shared new things, and connected with new people and old friends. I, on the other hand, prefer to learn or share more with one or two people at any one time. Thus, I prefer a dinner party to a cocktail party. It's not about the food. It's about the depth of conversation. I also have always been a person who people feel comfortable talking to in depth. This has been true as a pastor, a preacher, a chaplain, a graduate student, an airplane passenger, and even back in elementary school. Sometimes I end up talking to a cocktail person who thinks they're in dinner party mode, and I hear the same thing over and over again. I am getting better at gracefully ending those conversations, but it's a slow process. All this to say three things about my blogs. One, I write the same way as I socialize. For me, engaging in meaningful discussions usually takes time, even on social media. Two, I hope you will find ways to engage. If you have thoughts on how I can help you do that, let me know. Are there easier formats to access, ways to post, give feedback, etc.? Three, I promise to engage as well, to read, think about, and pray about the thoughts you choose to share. Amani.